There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Reverse Cowboy.
We are back in the studio. With sound that doesn't sound like we're in a cave because we're not in Wayne's mansion. How are you doing, mate?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Have we started? Episode 10?
Yeah. Episode 10.
La Decima.
Is that Italian for?
It's not Italian, it's Spanish. I can speak Spanish as well.
I heard you. What were you and Wayne saying in Spanish to me?
I used to know a few Puerto Rican girls.
How many? Three?
Oh, God, I don't know. I didn't have time to count them all.
Oh, fucking Wayne over here.
They were runners.
Running.
Yeah. No, do you know what? I actually met, this is the God's honest truth, I was in Switzerland once. Yeah. I was in...
I don't believe a word you say place. Ever.
Lausanne?
Yeah,
Lake Lausanne.
I've heard of it.
And I met a, what were they? Dominican Republic volleyball team.
All right.
Yeah.
And what did you do with them?
I fucking tried to pull one of them. I nearly did as well. And then, I nearly did. I've always told people, you know Helen Flanagan off Coronation Street?
Yeah, I can't say her name. It's Helen Flanagan. It's a bit of a mouthful.
No, I met her in a restaurant years ago. She was lovely.
Right. Did but you say, happened. Are you that bird off Corrie?
Yeah, more or less. She was great.
Lovely Bristols.
And I didn't get that thick vibe that she puts on from, you know, the old Joey Essex blueprint. Like people pretend to be as thick as shit, don't they?
Well,
it's a career now, being thick.
Why do they do that? Because, you know what, I mean, we're going to get onto this, obviously. We're going to have to decompress from the Wayne episode and really talk about what went on there. And
true.
Yeah, and Wayne, as we saw, as I hope the listeners heard, he's not the full character that he plays online. He's more.
He's a GTA character. Did you actually touch him?
I hugged him. So obviously anyone who knows my Instagram, I used to like call him names and stuff, wind him up. But I don't even know if he saw much of it. And I did say to him at one point that I used to laugh at him, you know, because he's a character and I laugh at everyone. But I said, I'm sorry, because I said, you've taught me a lesson here, Wayne, not to judge anyone by their online persona. And because he's a sweetheart.
Basically, him and Wayne are in love and they still fucking communicate and ring each other and... this one here, Vom follows him around restaurants. He takes photos of his fucking car. And me and Wayne have lost touch.
No, so, you texted Wayne.
Me and Wayne have got a different vibe. We were like winking at each other and shit.
Yeah, yours is like
when
flirtatious.
You two were talking, it was more flirty. But like, not, he's like, just suggestive.
I don't think he can work me out because I've got nothing in common with him.
But he likes it.
Yeah,
he likes
does,
you, he calls mate. He sends you videos.
Sam the man. Yeah,
he don't talk to me. He told me off a few times, didn't he?
Yeah, it was good. I like that.
Did you leave them bits in?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. I've not listened to it.
Right. I mean, it was a tough one because we were in a cavernous marble mansion that he lives in.
Leh.
And all the mics were fucked. So, because I bought some shit cheap mics. And then they were...
I mean, it was beautiful. It was luxurious, wasn't it? But it was silver, grey and white everywhere. It was cavernous.
It was. There was nothing in it, was
there? Fuck all in it. It was like a showroom.
I said to him, how long have you lived here, Wayne? And he went, oh, it's just for winter.
Yeah, it's winter.
So he's renting it, isn't he, for winter?
But yeah, no, do you know what? I mean, obviously, I do my... Wayne's one of my characters that I do on my page. But I've never really done the obvious noncy joke anyway, because I think that's a bit of a cheap shot. Also, I've also always said, if anyone, or if I am 70, or however old
60.
If I'm 80 and I'm fucking running a nightclub and I can bang 20 old birds, I'm fucking doing it. Obviously, yeah. If I'm not still with my missus, if I'm single man like Wayne,
obviously.
I'm doing it. And everyone would do it. So, listen, I'm sure if he'd have banged an underage one by now, he would have been fucking fine.
I don't...
And you've got to take people as you find them. And he's always been sweet with me and you.
No, and you taught me that, and you're right, and I did, and I apologized to him. I said, "I'm sorry." He was like, "Don't really know." No, you know.
No, I forgot,
because of course he didn't know. But he was like, he said everyone was calling me names, and he said to me, you know, before it, he said, "I don't want to talk about this underage girl thing because it's all people talk about," and we didn't want to go into that. But we spoke to him about it privately, and I think we've got down to the truth of the matter, and what it is, he definitely only sleeps with women who are legal, like 25 and up or whatever, but. He does this because he knows they're only into him because he's rich and he can show him a good weekend, and he knows it's not going to last because I think he's scared of love.
Scared of love?
Yeah, because he can't commit.
I think he wants to love.
No, but he knows he's not going to get a girlfriend out of like Miss Columbia or whatever, is he? He's just going to get like a weekend of fun, which is great, but then he's not going to get love out of it. I think he enjoys like...
He's just a playboy.
Yeah, he is, but I think also, like, he said a few things that made us think he was a bit sad inside, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He said he cries every day, didn't he?
Yeah, and I don't know, you detected a sadness, I did,
I had my sadness detector out, didn't I?
You did, yeah. I mean, that's what he calls his massive black 12-inch Thunderbolt dildo. Yeah. I was like, Wayne, I want to hug you at the end, and I give him a hug. And he felt...
I didn't hug him.
Oh, no, he felt good. He was very...
did he? Oh, yeah. What is going on? Wow.
No, he felt like... Very lean and wiry. You wouldn't want to eat him on an island. Like he'd be very tough meat.
Well, he wouldn't be the one. He'd die last anyway, wouldn't he? He's immortal.
Yeah, he
is. He said he told me he's immortal, and I believe him. And I like the guy.
But, yeah, I did too.
So we left Wayne's kind of high fiving like Joe Rogan's.
Yeah, we were so excited.
Joe Rogan's in the street. Yeah, let's go to the pub.
We fucking did it, man. Yeah, and then I got home and listened to it, and I was just like
building, you know,
drunk and excited and talking
shit. We built a human triangle, me and Vom and a passerby built a human triangle to celebrate our success in the podcast. And we went and then Vom took 3 weeks to fucking edit it, and then we got it out there, and
nobody listened to it.
And I put it out, and you put it out, and I put it on my other backup page on my Twitter, and we all put it out, and Wayne put it out. Fucking Wayne created a competition on his page.
What a good guy.
Yeah, what a guy. But he created a competition on his page. Listen to that fucking reverse podcast, lads. Table for two, night out, fucking come with me, Ocean Beach.
He was offering people a free day out at Ocean Beach.
And no one in at the fucking competition. Yeah. I feel such a liberty. Because he's a numbers guy, right? He's going to have crunched them numbers, and he thinks we are losers.
He rang me up and he goes, Sam the man, listen, I'm just letting you know, I've taken that post down because, so I don't know if like, people are just annoyed at me for doing something, but nobody commented on it. And the only person who commented on it was Carolyn from West London, who I'd made up and asked for a shack. You know, and she was like, you did say invite me. And he was just like, it's embarrassing, I'm taking it down, no one wants to come for a day out with me. And I said, well, Wayne, me and All Right fans will come for a day out with you. And he's just like, all right, yeah, fuck it, you two won.
Yeah.
So we're going to go.
Oh, did we win? Was that
we've won now. Has it updated your impression of him at all by meeting him and spending time with him?
I knew he was going to be all right.
No, I mean your vocal impression.
Like mine's not an impression, baby. It's just
mine's got better, I think, since I was in. I was like,
when I listen to, like, if I was to do a Wayne Lineker video today, the voice would sound different to the one 2 years ago. Like, yeah. They evolve. They're evolving characters.
And mine's evolved because we spent time with it. And because I was listening to him a lot when I was editing it, and he's like, he's got like quite a heavy breath in between. I was sat there with my daughter. She's about 66 at the time. And looking out the window, that's how he says it, window.
Listen, we can reminisce about him. And we saw him. But he's all right.
We saw him, Michael Jackson, rimming a monkey
listen,
in the snow.
I just don't know
Christmas Eve.
I
love him.
oh yeah, I don't know why no one fucking likes it or like even likes the fucking podcast. No one likes this.
Does no, tomorrow, you know what they do in Bulgaria, and I've not looked at the stats yet, but I reckon we've had loads of listens on Wayne.
You reckon? Yeah. How? Because no one like we've only got 1600 on the Insta page. I don't get how other people get on the Twitter page. I think we've got 50 followers. 50.
Yeah, but. I listen to loads of podcasts and I don't follow them on social media. I just don't. And loads of people I know say, oh, I've put like your podcast onto four lads at work. They're loving it. Like,
well, we've got to crunch some numbers because I'm feeling the love here. It's like leaning to liven up. Yeah. I don't know what more they can do. To be honest, if you're listening to this, then you're not the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just part of the problem because you're implicit.
Do us a favour. If you want us to keep making this shit.
Don't do us any favours.
I don't do us a favour, but give us a Christmas gift. If you want to keep listening to this utter wank.
Send us money.
No, just give this podcast to your friends who are horrible like us.
Yeah, cheer them up.
They just say, listen to this, you're going
to
like
it. Listen to these two pair of cunts. People who like it seem to love it, but I just don't think there's enough of them to make it worthwhile.
We'll see, won't we? If it's not worthwhile, then we'll just stop doing it. And
so we're basically having a meeting live on the podcast.
Yeah, it's not a very good podcast.
No, sweet. This is quite interesting for them to know, though, I think. Mm. They can feel our struggle. They're in the room with us.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? Oh, we're going to do a Christmas party, by the way.
Look at the demographics. Shall I get them up now? Right, we've got the stats. Instagram. Right, so we've got 80.5% men, 19.4% women.
That's disappointing, isn't it?
You know what that means?
That we're
0.1%.
Women are fucking hate us.
That means we've got 0.1%.
Non-binary.
Okay, if you want to call them that.
What do you want to call them?
Well, just not
criminals.
Men or women. Not men or women, yeah.
That's what non-binary means, not one or the other.
Right, and they're from 17% London, 3% Manchester, 2% Bristol,
89% Bulgaria.
And I think we've offended, I think I've gone for Bristol before, so fair play if you're still with us.
You're right. Is that Bristol? No, it's
voice,
not.
Isn't it? Yeah, it is that. Lush, goat lush.
I went to Bristol in summer though. It was fucking great. It was way better than here.
It's full of jugglers, mate. That Bristol is like a hotbed.
I didn't go in the juggler scene. I went in the posh bit.
Hotbed of hemp cloves.
Yeah, but I'm not one of them really.
We've got 2.1% Leeds.
Leeds.
And then 1.6% Stuttgart.
Stuttgart, the home of the hat. They have a hat museum there.
The home of the hat?
They have a hat museum in Stuttgart. Anybody done a shit in your garden recently?
Nah, Fox done a shit on my bin. I'm presuming
it was a
fox.
How do you know it was a fox?
Well, that
might have been that guy again.
Great point. How do I know it was a fox? Could have been him, very small.
Yeah.
And if it was him again, the size of him to balance on the bin, risky at any hour.
Good on him, if he did.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the mad pooper?
No, who's the mad pooper?
So there's this woman, right?
He's horrible, isn't it? You know when people say, you know what I hate?
Oh my God, I need a poop.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know when like grown men.
Caden did a poop in the car.
No, you know, like, yeah, poop is one of them. Pee-pee, you know, like...
It's like when...
99 and all things like that, you know, like...
When adults are infantilized.
Yeah.
And they do it themselves.
Yeah.
It's like posh people in the UK and they go, Mummy. Mummy.
Yeah.
Mummy, thank you, Mummy.
My brother does it.
Well, he's not posh, is he, though? You're not posh, are you?
He wants to be.
Right. Why do they do that Mummy thing?
Weird.
I mean, I've got a few mates who have come from quite... privileged backgrounds and they do it and I'm like, why are you doing that? You know, each their own.
I'll tell you what is fucking weird and I'm not into this like daddy, you know, like
shagging daddy.
Yeah. I don't know why I did it.
Yeah.
And it was not like that.
It's a phenomenon, isn't it?
Yeah, like what the fuck? One, where did it come from? Two, why is everyone copying it? Like what the and it's not nice and it's just really weird.
Well, people learn, especially young kids, they're all fucked up about sex because they learn about it from porn.
Well, yeah. So apparently one of the top searches is like mum porn. Honestly, mum porn. But you know what that is? And what? I've heard a theory about this and this is the truth.
Right.
If you want to destroy society, you want to destroy the family. Families, right? If
you want to get kids fucking their mums,
no, yeah, but more or less, if you want to destroy it, no, look, if you've got a grand plan to destroy societies, which there is out there, taking place on the fucking internet. That's why I wear this hoodie. I'm wearing a tracksuit,
it's got a knife
lovely,
in it,
lovely tracksuit, but I've got my protective internet hoodie on underneath.
What is it like? It got metal lining.
It protects me from the evils of the internet.
5G.
7G.
Fucking hell, man.
I'm telling you, if you want to destroy a family, so the best way to destroy a family is by people not fucking wanting one in the first place. So if you fling a load of porn at them so that they're never satisfied, and you defaced all the fucking family values that they would have or should have, then people grow up fucking not even considering that, and you end up with a load of single people you can control.
Well, do you think that's honestly what someone's doing?
Yeah, this porn, like, look.
I just think we've gone live in a world that's gone mad.
How is porn free? How the fuck is porn free?
It's advertising. The same as why is music free now? Why can you stream stuff for pretty much free?
No, but why is porn free?
Because the internet ruined that industry, like it ruined every industry.
What benefit is it to anyone for porn to become free?
So what happened was, there's a documentary on that. One guy launched like YouPorn or one of those sites, and he just got loads of videos, and he just uploaded a lot of them without permission. And then it took so long for people to ask for them to be put down, like get lawsuits. So everyone got used to free porn. So then all the porn companies just had to go with that model. It's like they did with music. They put like Napster, just put music out. And then all the labels were like, fuck, we're fucked. We're going to have to go with that model. We'll create something like Spotify. The internet has just ruined every industry, basically.
So what I'm saying is, if you're a kid now, if you're a 13-year-old kid with a fucking phone in your hand,
and you're watching it going, daddy!
Yeah, daddy! How the fuck? I mean, imagine what like a school looked like. It was just kids wanking everywhere. Right?
I would hate to be a teacher now. But imagine,
oh, miss, can I go to the toilet? You're going to watch a porno. Yeah. Daddy!
Yeah. I used to have to wait up on, and I'm sure you're in the same position because you're the same age. Mate, you're trash. Or like Thursday nights, Channel 5, Red Shoe Diaries. Oh. You get to see some tits. You'd be like, I'm staying up till 10:30. School, you get a bit of tit. You get like a minute of tit. That's all you'd need.
Euro trash was always like, you never got long, but you got enough.
You got enough to get it bash
run
out.
And it was always sandwiched between something really fucking distasteful and weird.
Yeah, like, so it was Euro trash was a sensational show.
It was a put off. But yeah, like music videos used to be, you know, like Hit Me Baby One More Time.
I saw Cowboy Peter. So we had Connie Hook. I was like, oh, I love her.
You like her?
I did do it. I really liked
Captain Hook opera.
Yeah, he was a good guy. Don't want him to finger you though. I tell you, he was really fit. He,
oh, I don't want anyone to. One of my.
Well, you're gonna. You're 40
have
now. The doctor's gonna
have
finger
you. Been fingered?
No.
I think. I remember, like, certain birds do try it, and see, in your life, you must have been with enough fucking, like, they all. Most of them try it eventually.
Yeah, you know what though.
How deep in it is being fingered?
I don't know. Well, is it a finger or thumb? But listen, I've always been like a bit prudish to what, I don't know why, I should get into it. Maybe it'd be nice. But I'm like, when people have gone round there, I'm always like, get the fuck out of there.
I've never told anyone this before. But I can actually spit with my arse out.
Fuck off. Like, elaborate.
No.
Do you mean when you've got like diarrhea?
No, I can spit like,
well, like a full greb.
Saliva. A phlegm.
Your arsehole's like a mouth.
If I need to, if I'm in defence mode,
fuck off. You just pull your pants down and spit out your ass.
Right. If I need to. If I'm backed into a corner.
Right, okay.
Fuck.
Well, let's for the Christmas special we're going to do next week, let's film this.
Oh, fuck.
I'm imagining it's like,
imagine someone spitting at you
out their ass.
Oh, that's amazing. Just, I love things like that. That has killed me.
You could do like a cartoon, a Viz cartoon on the boy you can spit out with that.
A 2 second car. Just in case.
Have you eaten some mushrooms? No.
Oh, shit. I'll calm down now. Sorry.
It's all right. This is nice. It's lovely. It's nice to see you having a good time.
Fucking hell.
Oh, yeah. So I've got to tell you about the mad pooper.
Go on.
So I was reading about it, right? There's this woman in Colorado Springs, right? So that's why it says pooper.
Oh, why is Colorado Springs, isn't it?
I know. I'm never going there. She's a jogger. She's identified only as Shirley. And she's and terrorizing residents by stopping during a run. She runs everywhere. And she shits on the lawn, sometimes in front of the children. And so far, authorities have been able to catch her because she's good at running, I guess. But anyway, this guy's come forward who claims to know, and he's like, please, everyone stop trying to search for her. She's really upset. She's sorry for desecrating people's lawns, but she can't be accountable because she has had gender reassignment surgery. Oh, here we go. This is going to get your back up.
Yeah.
And I didn't read that bit before. And her actions are protected under the First Amendment, which... And then he compared her actions to breastfeeding in public. Shitting on someone's lawn in front of the kids isn't like breastfeeding in public, is it?
To be honest, I'm glad you didn't know that twist was coming because you've played into my fucking hands. Yes. Do you know what? I'm not going to be too harsh. What I will say is it's undeniable the fact that being in anything non-normal gender is... It's like a defence. It'll get your time off your sentence.
That's what a lawyer's going for, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Toilet paper company Charmin... have offered her a year's supply of toilet paper if she turns herself in.
Oh, what, they know who it is, that she's a fugitive.
Yeah, she's
a
fugitive, poopy fugitive.
What a strange. You know what? I was going to say, I like American law. I don't. I mean.
What is the First Amendment again?
Fuck knows. What about when they go, I plead the fifth?
Yeah, I don't know what any of that means.
Well, I know what it does. It means I'm not saying. But you know, like if you hear an English person say, oh, no, I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
No.
You can't do that here.
And another one. I hate it when people say ass. You know, like if someone says, oh, I saw this bird the other day, she had a lovely ass.
English people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're idiots.
Yeah, it's awful.
The First Amendment guarantees freedoms concerning religion, expression, assembly, and the right petition. So she could say that this is her religion.
Listen, it's just another cat doing another shit, right, bro?
Yeah,
but... I sound like a grizzled Vietnam war vet, but it's true.
She's just pooping out of her ass.
Yeah, someone having a fucking poop.
She's pooping out her ass.
Reverse cowboy.
I went one land yesterday.
I used to work there, DJing, and there's a guy who looks like Joseph Fritzl, like, but he's like 30 foot tall and he's like moving. There's like a giant Joseph Fritzl statue and he's like, come to my basement.
No, but there was a ride I wanted to go on, which I couldn't. My bird said, because obviously it was a weird number. It was me, my little girl, and my missus. And my little girl would have been scared and my missus couldn't leave her, so it was like...
You'd be on there on your own.
She said to me, do you want to go on it on your own? And I said, I kind of do, but obviously I'm not going to.
What ride was it?
Fucking hell, I do. It was like a ghost train, but everyone on it was wearing VR headsets. Yeah,
that sounds good.
Yeah. So it was like going along and up and down and round and in and out of stuff. But obviously when you're on it, going to be going through the hell or wherever.
But that's perfect ride to go on your own because you're not even going to enjoy it with your person next to you.
Exactly that, mate.
But
I could just download the software and go on it at home.
Should me and you just go there now after this recording?
I'd love to. I actually like Winter Wonderland. I see it for what it is and it's just blatant... do you know what it is as well? It's a
money grab, isn't it?
It's a money grab, but it's also not a... It's not a widespread money grab because not a normal family can't afford to go there and have any form of good time.
No, because it's like 15 quid for a sausage.
Well, yeah, it was 30 quid for a large red wine and a vodka Red Bull.
I mean, that is talking duppies.
Oh, it's fucking talking duppies. But yeah, no, I mean, it was shit because I went to Wonderland. It was the usual Moncler fest. Yeah, it was just shitloads of Canada Goose jackets walking around, taking selfies, and then going back to looking at their selfies on their phone. And
the tube's minging on the way home, isn't it, though?
Oh, I hate tubes. Yeah, well, and this is it. Like, obviously, after a few hours, I've now got tube rage. So I'm coming home, packed tube, people pushing against me. Yeah. And that was...
With a kid as well, it's horrible.
With a kid as well. And that was last night, I realised I am agoraphobic. And I cannot handle this.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Over the years, I've spent over £1 billion on drugs.
Have you heard they found the tomb of Santa Claus? So Wayne was lying, actually.
They found his tomb.
His tomb, yeah. They found his bones.
St. Nicholas.
A team at St. Nicholas Church in Turkey. Oh, I didn't know it was Turkish, did you?
No, funny enough, from the St. Nicholas Church.
I know,
of
yeah.
all the churches to find the bones.
I know. How have they not found them by now? That's where you first place you would look.
Where was he, him?
Found an intriguing shrine beneath the floors, previously unseen due to an intricate mosaic. And he must be in Turkey, well, they said. His grave is buried between this thing. And the century is the location of the grave of St. Nicholas of Myra, who is the inspiration.
You told me they found his bones.
Yeah, that's what they're saying here.
Yeah, well, if they've got his bones, they can DNA test him, to ancestry DNA.
See who's his grandson.
We can find out that he's 17% Nigerian, 43%
Do you reckon he was black?
Who? Jesus, Father Christmas. If he was black, I'm sure we'd know by now.
But why is he in Turkey? Why is he in Turkey? I went to Turkey once at Christmas and it was a bit cold, but it don't fucking snow.
Not a Christmassy place, Turkey.
No. Like,
You know, in Brazil, they do have, all the Christmas cards have got snow on them.
Yeah, but they never snows.
Mm. So they...
Sad that, innit?
You know.
That's really sad.
I caught my missus, like, proper playing with snow when she first saw it.
Really? Well,
it was cute.
Oh, that's really sweet.
It was nice to watch.
Yeah, I bet. Reverse cowboy. Have you heard about penguins being gay?
Oh, another bloody gay animal. Go on.
Honestly, though, right, there's so many gay penguins, right? They're everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, it's like...
How do you know they're gay?
Because they're getting the dicks out and fucking each other up the arse. Anyway, there's some penguins. Honestly, it's a phenomenon. Everyone's like, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. But there's these gay male penguins at a Dutch zoo. And last week, they stole a lesbian couple's eggs. And were like, we're bringing them up. They wanted like a kid.
This might be a really stupid question. Mm. It might be just obvious. Is every single animal 50-50 men and women? Like, what I'm saying is...
No, we're not, are we? We're more women, I think.
Yeah, but it's minimal.
Yeah.
It's just because of, like, lifestyle choice, mortality. Like, the birth rate is probably still 50-50.
I'm guessing in most species, I mean, I don't know, but most species are going to be around that because that just makes more sense for the species to
thrive.
But I don't know, because there's lots of strange things happening. Like, pandas, you know, we should just let pandas die now. Fuck them. Because we spend millions trying to get them to shag. They can't be arsed. They don't want to. They want to die.
Now, if I think too deeply about what we've done to this planet, I can actually get upset. That ain't going to make for a good podcast, baby, bitch.
But I reckon it might if you're weeping.
What about if we say more things at the end of sentences like, bitch?
Yeah, bitch. Yeah,
just sign off like, the 90s, not the 90s, early 2000s was good for them kind of. Remember like Jersey Shore?
I never watched it, no.
Oh, it was great.
Was it on like MTV?
Yeah, it was an MTV one, MTV Generation.
We are undoubtedly the most evil, unspeakably evil of the animals, aren't we? Because we ruin the world, we do whatever we want. And, you know, in a way, we have a bit of more of
a
responsibility to look after things because we're highly intelligent. Somewhat like, I don't know if you can say an animal's a rapist because it's just lots of, you probably can, but
most
dolphins are.
Most animal sex is probably rape, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you heard about ducks, right? They're brutal,
I mean,
little cunts.
In fact,
ducks.
Which animal, not no, fuck no, probably half animals consent and the other half just can't get away, I'd imagine.
Well,
the rule of nature.
Have you ever seen a duck's dick?
Yeah. No, I haven't. No.
Right. Because I used to, me and my mates.
But you have.
I fucking have. One of them jizzed on my trainer.
Yeah, you know, that's disgusting.
Honestly, right? I didn't encourage it to. But when I was about 12, me and my mates, we always hung out around the back of Brinskill Baths, which is a Victorian swimming bath, which was right next to my house when I grew up.
This is where the guy got caught wanking,
yeah,
right?
No, he was pooping around there. I've caught the poop disease. He was shitting. He was a phantom shitter.
Oh, was that an accidental?
Yeah, because he's been talking about it. I was fucking got off. That's how it happens.
That's terrible.
I'm going to start being like, show me your ass, baby, to girls now.
Yeah, that was fucked.
Anyway, there's ducks there because there's a pond. So we used to always hang out with ducks. Anyway, once... Male ducks are known for their brutal raping shit, right? Anyway, so this duck raping a girl duck. And I felt sorry for the girl duck.
Yeah.
But, right, ducks, dicks, this is honest truth, because I've Googled it because I remembered it, right? They're like a corkscrew shape and they come out, they're massive. They're about 30 centimetres long.
Really?
Yeah, they come out and like a corkscrew.
Oh, fucking hell, man.
Right,
how
they're horrible.
Did you get?
What, right? Well, the cool thing is female ducks, they can refuse rape because, like, they're... they have a corkscrew pussy, right? A duck has a corkscrew
like
pussy.
Like a lock and a key.
Yeah, but the duck, female duck can turn it the other way to like to draw, drag him out so he can't
drill.
Jizz in it.
She can reverse.
She's like,
the
fuck
drill.
Off! Yeah, and she did. So this was going on. This female duck was, which is called, is it a mallard or is that the guy? Don't know.
The guy.
Doesn't matter. The lad, the rapist. Anyway. Fred West ducks there, just like banging away, and his she unscrewed
what
his dick.
What colour is his dick? Pink,
like grey brown. It was minging, and I was like, "What the fuck is that? I've never seen one before." Right, and then I was trying to kick
him.
Well,
you knew what it was because you were looking between his legs.
I know, but like you don't expect to see that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. What was you expecting?
I'll post one on
like
the
a list. Lipstick kind of.
Yeah, I guess
yeah,
so.
Like a dog's dick.
Just the normal dick.
Even dog's dicks. I don't want to see anyone's dick, let alone. No, anyone's dick. But dog's dicks are bloody horrible.
But mate, I'm going to show you a duck's dick in a minute.
And I think that's offensive. It's... You know, like, my mate's dog used to always walk around with his lipstick hanging out, and it was just vile.
Yeah.
And what about the girl dogs when they start bleeding and foaming? And
well, they bleed because that's not their fault.
Oh,
but I think you should get...
I'm not really into
should
dogs.
Get should get your dog neutered.
I'm not into dogs. If you've got a dog, good for you.
Anyway.
Like, I'll entertain it for about 10 seconds, and then I'll politely ask you to kind of keep it to yourself.
Right, so this dog... The girl duck, I've only learned this afterwards that this happens. The girl duck reverse corkscrewed his dick out, right? Fell out. And then he was trying to go for it again. And she was so upset. I felt sorry. So I went to kick him away. Like, fuck off, you little rapist.
Let me have a go, Connor. Right,
yeah. and then he must have been so wound up because he was nearly there. He fucking spunked.
On your foot.
It went on my like new Nike Air Max 90s. Like, I just got them for Christmas.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I was like 12 or something. Like, the best trainers I'd ever had. And I was like, I really wanted them. And... duck jizz on him. Ran home, told my mum. My mum was like, what the fuck? Anyway, she tried to clean it off somehow. I think it stunk. But anyway, it bleached my trainers because it's so...
Really?
Duck jizz is like bleach.
What were they, suede?
I don't know. They were white. I don't know. It was a long time ago. But this is, don't get duck jizz on your shoes. That's all I'm telling the listeners.
Have you seen them Balenciaga shoes? We need to talk about Balenciaga.
Well, they're nonsense, aren't they?
Well, have you seen the cum-drenched fucking shoes?
No, everything they do is just for clickbait, isn't it?
Well,
nobody.
People must buy it.
I suppose.
I've always had. Yeah, people do buy it purely because it costs what it costs. It's a social
like a workman's like yellow jacket for ten grand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, high-vis road worker's jacket for yeah.
So it's bollocks, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a social experiment. I reckon a Balenciaga meeting, the yearly meeting, is a fucking good laugh.
Yeah, we should work there, but. That nonce thing they've done recently is like, they're taking it a step far, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they're fucked up. But I do still think the next day when I saw I think I saw a bit of human trafficking going on the other day.
How? Where?
It was in Costa Coffee.
Outside Wayne's house.
Eh?
Outside Wayne's
house. Yeah, you getting in the back of Wayne's fucking boat outside that restaurant. No, in Costa Coffee, there were like two girls and they looked so... both had a suitcase on them.
Oh.
Both kind of like hot but no makeup, you know, like a stripper on their way home kind of look. But and they were with this other bloke and he was being all friendly and buying them coffee. And I just thought, you've picked them up from City Airport and you're taking them somewhere. You know, they haven't got
to a dungeon.
And I've seen that before on a DLR. And I remember thinking, you're literally, I'm basically.
Really?
Yeah.
You could be wrong.
Listen, I could be wrong. But it was a weird vibe. That guy looked nothing like them two. So he was picking them up and he was in a track. So he was a bit like seedy look. I don't know. It was
you could do that thing where you go like, I'm not making light of human trafficking because it's horrendous. But you could do that thing where you go over to them and go, girls, I can take you away.
Yeah,
from
I felt like saving them. I felt like saving them. But
then he's cut me ass.
I was with my kid and it was not the situation to be busting open a human trafficking ring, you know.
Yeah. Have you been to a strip club before?
Have I been to a strip club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you have. You're a geezer.
Geezer?
Yeah.
Yeah, but very rarely, mate. Like once in a blue moon.
I've only ever been to one stag dudes. To be honest, I'm not saying this, that I don't find it horny.
No, waste of money.
I find it a bit awkward.
Waste of money.
I find it really awkward.
Waste of money. Walking out of a stripper's with a fucking boner and going home and having a wank, you might as well just stayed at home, haven't
you? I just find it awkward and I don't want to waste our money. But anyway, I went in one on a stag dude and my mate, I won't say his name on here in case his girlfriend's listening, because he didn't do anything, but there was this like woman completely rinsing him, like she kept coming over going like, do you want another dance, darling? And he was like, yeah, I'll get you another bottle of champers and everything. Yeah. And he was like, she likes me, like she's just very good at her job anyway. And I overheard him at one point because I sat next to him like just being a bit awkward, and I heard him go, because she told him about a kid at home, she had a kid called like Samuel, and he's going, I could take you and Samuel away from this.
Oh, listen.
And she was like, really, baby?
Oh, that's funny.
He gave her about a grand.
Listen to what my mate did in Thailand then. This is a fucking cracker. We lost my mate.
Right.
And he had gone off. So Thailand is like, the centre of Thailand is square one, road one. And then it's road two, road three, and like rings around it.
Right.
So the higher the road number,
the cheaper,
the further away you are from fucking Bangkok.
Right.
Well, after a few days, we started kind of worrying.
Yeah.
And we saw him walking down the street. I don't know if that is exactly true, but that's roughly true. I know Soy One's in the middle one anyway.
Okay.
And he was walking along with her with like loads of bags of shopping, loads of shit.
He moved in.
You know, loads of like colouring books and nappies and all this. And
he hadn't rang you?
Proper loaded us up. This was like, no, he hadn't rang us. I don't even think we had phones in those days. We must have had phones, right?
I don't know. I only got a phone when I was about 19.
I don't know if I had a phone in Thailand. Phones were out, but I don't know if I took one.
Right.
This was back in the days. In fact, I'm pretty sure it was disposable camera days. That was a great feeling, wasn't it? Getting your photos developed.
Yeah, all blood and shit.
At the end of your holiday, waste of money. Yeah, yeah, great feeling.
Yeah. Carry on.
Anyway, yeah, we found him and he'd shacked up down on Soy 87. For days with this like Thai family, like her and her. Yeah.
But, and did he stay?
No, because he was humiliated then when we saw him. And we were like, what the fuck is going on there?
What a nutter.
But you know what I did? Listen to this. This is a brilliant one. In the kid's book, at the back of the book, he's having a shower, what he's having. I've got the kid's book, and it was in the bag of all the stuff this woman was going to take with her back to her Soy 88.
Right.
And I wrote from him. Didn't know how to say this to you in person. But the last few days we spent together have been amazing. Felt too embarrassed to say this, but just know that if you please come and visit me, this is my home address. I'll give you mum's address.
No,
I said bring your children, bring you know what I mean. Like you're welcome.
Oh, you bastard.
Just don't ever bring it up. Just please come to this address. Just make sure you come to this address. Gave his fucking mum's
address.
You bastard. Obviously she didn't ever turn up, but it's a good prank on the off chance.
Does he know you did that?
Yeah, told him on the plane home.
Hello, it's Wayne and the crew. You're listening to Reverse Cowboy.
So just to show off, the Wayne episode has had, so far, 6,545 listens. It's quite good, that.
Is it good?
I think that's good.
Well, check it compared to the other. Sorry, I mean, me eating is probably... I'm going to move them sweets.
Just eat them, mate. It's fine. You've done way worse things on here.
True.
You've abused listeners, guests.
Abused a guest.
You've upset
me. She hates me now, by the way, that guest.
Does she?
Yeah.
Our stats are going up and up and up.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
Don't you worry about
well,
this.
Well, me going psycho on the female pundits.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Down and down and down. So my character, pedo guy, I still haven't got round to doing it. All I need to do is do a date. Basically, I've got a film coming out about him being in a relationship with a Skoda.
Right.
Yeah, a loving relationship. But it's just doing it. And to be honest, the way I have to do it, I have to get under the car and things. And it's like in my little clothes. It's, all the other eight families don't know what I do for a job anyway.
Why don't you?
So
like,
all of a sudden, I'm dressed up
location.
As a fucking paedophile, trapped under a car, licking it.
Just don't do it in your street. Take it away. You've seen that woman who's in love with a roller coaster?
Yeah, I love all that stuff.
Yeah, she like orgasms bridges, when she touches bridges. It. I would much rather be like attracted to objects than females.
Nah, you can't take them.
Because I would never objectify a woman.
Did you ever see the documentary about the geezer who, like, they were into like real dolls? And he used to take his one for drives and like hand gliding and that.
I've seen a lot of articles about these guys, but I've never. I don't think I would.
Great.
Yeah, they seem happy. They're happier than us.
Yeah.
I might get one.
Yeah, right, them dolls.
They're going to get good as well, aren't they? They'll be really good in about 20 years.
It's enough. There's ones with no arms and legs. It's just the fucking party section.
Is that is that like, because that's someone's kink, or is it just so they can get it around
easier? I've seen them. I've not seen them myself. My mate told me.
I fucked them. I've seen them. I fucked them.
My mate told me that he'd seen
one
on his bloody phone.
My mate told me that he'd been wanking to them.
On his phone, and he sent it to, and I was like, what are you showing me that for? But yeah, it was like, and it was decent. It was fit. Sorry, mum.
Reverse cowboy.
I told you about the woman I met off Tinder who got off the chair and did the fucking funny walk, didn't I?
No.
Oh, God. It sounds like a fucking, it's like a Mr. Bean sketch.
She looked nice.
She looked beautiful. Great big lips, great big massive tits. Nothing wrong with her at all.
Yeah.
And then when she went to the toilet,
she had three legs.
The fucking stall and started walking like this.
it doesn't work on a podcast, but oh, he's doing like a standard sort of weird limp, like dragging one leg. Dragging one leg. Like, what was up with that? She had polio as a child or something.
I didn't want to fucking ask, so I just kind of went along with it. And I did, I felt sorry.
All right, darling, lovely Bristols, but what's up with your legs?
If you're not walking around, then what's the problem?
Do you think, did it affect
the
sex?
And I felt sorry for her. So I think, no, not really. Yeah, I don't know, maybe a little bit.
My leg don't work.
Yeah, it was, no, but she was, but do you know what the problem was? That wasn't the problem. The problem was she was a nutter as well.
Mm.
So, yeah, no good.
I'm not breaking up with you because of your gammy legs. Yeah, it's because you're a nutter.
Legs. And there was no breaking up. It's not like, no. Slow down, honey. It was not, none of that.
She have a nice ass?
She had massive tits. That's all I can remember. Big, huge, fake tits. So obviously to compensate.
Falsies.
Falsies. Yeah,
tremendous, by the way.
Send me 20 photos.
Talking of that, right, this is a fact.
Go on.
That girl who, she was the next Big Brother contestant that Michael Owen was sexting going, hello, what he was saying, he's like, send me 20 photos and I'll judge them on my way to London.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that's absolutely superb. Yeah. Tremendous, by the way. She now is the leader of the UKIP party.
You told me this.
It's fucking true. I was like, what the fuck? What a woman.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what a story. What am I reading?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, she's had a life. But yes, now she's like, yes, I am the woman who got my tits out for Michael Owen. And also, I hate immigrants.
There's a bad, a great big weather for one of my besties.
Who's that comedian? Big kind of, he's got a big beard. He does a lot of stuff on Vice. Jamari. You'll recognise him.
Yeah.
You'll recognise him. He did a documentary meeting all these kind of different EDL kind of dudes. Right, not yeah. EDL, the one under that. You know, like the real Channel
the
5
National
shit.
Front, whatever they are.
No,
I don't
it's
know.
Above that. It's like, it was like...
I don't know the hierarchy of racists.
No, I don't.
Group.
It was like you National should Action know. Or whatever they're fucking called. It was like, you know, like some splinter group where right. they, you know, the UKIP's too left for them. And,
yeah.
And it, you know, do you know what I mean? They'd come up with some kind of niche where they were capturing... having these little town hall meetings and radicalising people. And
what did they hate?
They had this woman, leader.
Right.
And she was revolt. I used to always call my ex, I used to say, she's like a BNP wife.
Yeah.
You know that certain venom?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't want your kid to have a fight with her kid at school.
Yeah, and it's like my mate's missus. He's fucking like, she's got that she's the venomous racism. Like,
what's he doing with her?
No, she's a cunt. Yeah. But she comes out with mad shit, like words you wouldn't even hear your granddad say, and it's like, fuck me, wow.
I still understand how anyone can be like that.
And they've all got that fucking red hair as well.
Red hair?
Yeah, like that purple
racists.
Hair. Not this person I'm talking about, hasn't, but the woman who ran this splinter group, she had that, you know, that dyed purple hair, the Channel 5 hair.
I'm a bit wacky, deal with it. like,
exactly that.
Yeah, hey, yeah, I don't want any immigrants here. And look at me. I like to have fun because I've got purple hair. Yeah, the
Jeremy Kyle hair.
Dickheads.
Yeah, you know.
I know exactly what you mean.
You know.
Talking of religious groups or radical groups, not radical.
I mean, well, I just said.
What do you think of Jews?
I just never had a problem with them.
No, that's good. I mean, yeah, they've had enough trouble, haven't they, Jews? But anyway, so I saw a really funny story. These young Hasidic Jewish men, no offence to these people, but they're ultra-Orthodox Jewish men, right? And because they really don't want to see people they call immodest women, so any woman with a bit of cleavage or a leg out, anything like that, they won't want it. So when they have to get like into a public situation, they've been seen at airports and they get being guided through. They wear blindfolds because they don't want to see any tits or legs.
Really?
Yeah, and they wear blindfolds. Dude, just give yourself some joy. Like, just have a little sneaky look. You know,
really?
Women look lovely. Have a good look at them. They're so mental
these
that they
like,
have to wear blindfolds.
Yeah, no, that's like Amish kind of level Judaism.
People make spin-off groups, don't they? Like, it's like cultism, isn't it, to a point. There's always a guy leading it who goes, right, this is the new rule. I have to fuck everyone's wife, and I don't know why that's God just wants it.
I'm sorry.
But I have to do it. There's always
a
leader who says
hats
that.
Off to cult leaders.
Oh yeah, I want to start one.
If you can, if you've pulled that off and you've managed to get 12 women all at the same time believing that it's your God-given right to, you know,
it's always that, isn't it? They're like, listen, guys, I don't make the rules, but I need to have 10% of all your income and I need to fuck all your wives. But we're going to have a great time here. And you get away with it so often, don't they, these lads? Fair play to them.
There was a geezer living up north who, in the...
Me?
During the Troubles.
All right.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
He was living in wherever, Doncaster, Sheffield, wherever the fuck he was living, right? And he was working in a pub and he managed to convince this couple of regulars and their mate who they lived with him over the course of weeks and months. He managed to convince them that he was...
In the IRA?
Yeah, and they were... he was a British agent and they were compromising his operation, so they had to all come with him now, get in my car. And he, like, kept them for years away from their families.
What, kidnapped them?
Just the absolute bollocks of a liar. I mean, well, yeah, but not even against their own... They kind of voluntarily went along with it, voluntarily. What,
because he said, like, you need to be protected?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. But they lived some shit Spartan life in, like, a rundown cottage with candles.
Do you think you would fall for that?
No.
I don't think I would.
No.
Why do people fall for it?
It's great, though.
It's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I want to start a cult. If anyone wants to help me who's listening, like, get in touch. Like, we can do something.
I'll start one as well, a rival cult.
All right, we'll see who gets to shag everyone's wife first.
Like tribes.
I don't want to shag everyone's wife.
No, mine's not a sex cult.
No, I just want all their money.
No, mine's not even a money cult. It's just a gang.
Just a gang. But were you in a gang when you were a kid?
Yeah, just a gang who go around causing trouble.
Yeah.
At the back of the memorial buffs.
Yeah.
An old school 80s gang.
Yeah, I was in a 90s gang.
We Leisure like Centre, Chips we were, After.
We were called BDP.
Street Fighter. Oh, you actually had a name?
Yeah. We made a film. BDP. We got Brinscore Damage Project.
What?
We were called the Brinscore Damage Project.
That's a decent name.
Yeah, and we made a film called the Brinscore Damage Project. I've still got it. But we borrowed my mate's mum's like VCR video camera.
Yeah.
And what the theme was that we'd get like, if someone's mum was throwing out an old fridge or whatever, someone had dumped like a sofa, we'd drag it into the woods and then we'd twat it or set fire to it, twat it with an axe, take all our rage out on it, film it, and then we'd put it to like death metal music. And we did it as an art project.
It was content.
Yeah, it was tongue in cheek.
Early content grower.
It was tongue in cheek, but it was a laugh. But I've still got a copy of the video and I watched it a bit ago. It's fucking funny.
We made a film, me and my cousins and my brother, made a film. I can't remember the name of it, but I remember my cousin played a detective in it called Snakes.
Reverse Cowboy.
Yeah, did you see Neville Southall school in Farage yesterday?
No, I didn't.
It was really nice, actually. Neville, because you know Farage does this like show where he's like in the pub with Farage.
Funny enough, have you ever seen the footage of Owen and Neville Southall?
Owen?
Michael Owen.
Oh, yeah, when Owen's like like scoring against that... 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, Neville's like, you're a dickhead.
Yeah. All right, well, Michael, she's 12.
Yeah.
He's 12.
Neville seems like a lovely man. Anyway, he sits there calmly listening to representatives from the Tory party, various other, some right-wing parties, all talking about immigration and stuff with Farage. And he sits there and he listens, you know, respectfully. And then he gets to speak and he's like, you know, so we're not doing enough for the people who are vulnerable at all. We're doing less than ever. Why should the people at the top get more money every year? Why should the gap grow?
Yeah, it's true.
And Farage ends up agreeing with him, which is, Farage is like, that is true. And he's like, in the end, he gets like a big clap from everyone. And he's only saying what a lot of people are thinking, but he does it in a really calm, measured way where he's not going, you're a fucking dick to Farage, which doesn't work.
He was a great goalkeeper, Neville Southall.
He seems like
you can remember him.
Yeah, I remember.
A chunky little motherfucker.
Yeah, he was a big lad now.
Was he a binman?
I don't know.
For some reason, I'm getting bin man. Maybe I'm psychic.
It looks like he chucks a lot of stuff in his head.
Oh, really?
He's a big lad, big head. He looks like a walrus. But he's like, it seems like, I just want to cuddle him. He looks lovely.
He always did look like a walrus.
Reverse Cowboy.
Hope everyone enjoyed episodes 1 to 10. We certainly enjoyed making them.
Yeah, it's been a good year. We're going to have a Christmas special next week.
Yeah, we are. We're going to fill the studio up with special guests and fans.
We've got another special guest, so we'll even though we'll be going off our separate ways for Christmas, we will have plenty.
Where are you going for Christmas?
I'm going to... It sounds like I've done this on purpose, but I've not.
You obviously want to show off about something. Where are you going? Miami?
I'm going near Fred West's house.
Oh, yeah. Gloucester.
Herefordshire. Because
oh, lovely.
Not basically, I just want Christmas with Fred. No, I want to. My family all live everywhere, dotted around. So it's like it's sort of in the middle of everyone. So we got an Airbnb for like 3 days
in Hereford.
Yeah,
and a cottage.
It's like a nice cottage with like horses and shit. It's like, it looks good. Nice. So me, I've not had Christmas with my family for quite a few years. So this is an interesting content. But yeah, I'm going to go off on my own and go to see Fred West's birthplace and pay my tributes to the big man.
By the time you're listening to this now, we've obviously recorded it, but me talking now, I've got my mother-in-law coming from Brazil on Monday.
Do you like her?
Yeah, lovely woman, but I can't speak Portuguese. She can't speak English. And my missus goes back to work on like Wednesday. Mm. So I've basically got a month at home. I work from home with my mother-in-law and the baby.
You can speak Spanish though, can't you? So
yeah, but it doesn't really.
Can she not do broken Spanish?
No.
Useless.
So she's basically she's going to realise how little I fucking do and almost how non-alpha I am. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, but
sit at home on my fucking phone like a little tart, basically doing OnlyFans without the insertion.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And there's certain habits I need to.
So you might not understand what you do.
No, I know, but I'm going to be spending a lot of time in the garage.
Yeah.
So I think my work output is going to go right the way up.
Right, yeah.
Because I can't just shuffle around anymore.
You're just going to be wanking in the garage, basically.
Too cold to wank, mate.
Get a heater in there.
No, I've got a heater, but the roof without the roof of the garage sorted, it's just the heater's got, and I left the heater on for like a day and a half.
That's about $4,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fucked but, it there, mate.
Yeah, fucked it. But yeah, no. So yeah, so that's kind of my Christmas.
Well, I mean, that'd be nice.
Nah, I mean, it's nice. It is nice.
You've
nice
got kids. It's
can you imagine how hard it is being on the other side of the world from your grandkids?
Yeah,
and watching them grow up via WhatsApp.
Yeah, and does she like you?
Yeah, but she's probably,
I suppose she can't understand anything you're saying.
I can tell she prefers my brother-in-law.
Is he the macho guy?
Ah, macho man, Randy Savage. What a guy.
Yeah.
No, you can't not.
He's like, hey, buddy, do you want to fix a motorbike together?
Yeah, build you a fireplace probably in a day.
You're dressed up as a pedo in your garage dancing around.
I'm under a car, licking a car with a Charlton Athletic scarf on.
Have you heard about they found the biggest poo ever made?
Biggest poo ever done?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a great story about a big poo.
All right.
Big poop.
Well,
In fact, that's a word I don't like. Forget poop. Poo.
Why?
A man who needs to poo. It's a shit.
All right. Well.
The biggest shit ever found.
Well, I read this article. Biggest poo on record. And it's from a parasite-riddled Viking who invaded England 1,200 years ago. So a poo, when it gets like fossilized, they call it a coprolite, right? And but they found this one, and they reckon no one's done a shit this big before. It measures in at a whopping 20 centimeters, which I don't think is that big.
20 centimeters? I fucking know. I thought shit's 20.
Yeah.
20 centimeters is a ruler.
Yeah, that'd be 20. Yeah, 20, but it's the girth.
How big?
It's 5 centimeters wide. Not
what? I can beat that.
Well, you could be the world shitting record.
Listen, my dad will disagree with that. Let me take those measurements back to my dad. I'll tell you a true
story.
I'll
send you this article.
My dad is a great storyteller. Very, very, very funny.
Is he good
man.
At shitting?
Well, but my mum is quick to say, no, that's bollocks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She won't let him get away with it. She swears blind that this is true. My dad reckons he found a shit. Must run in the family finding shits.
Yeah.
But my dad used to like be like a ranger for this bit of land up north somewhere. Right. Yeah,
is he from Manchester?
From Italy.
Oh yeah.
So they and he had to take care of these grounds or whatever. It was like caravan park kind of.
Yeah.
It was like lodgings. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like the ranger or whatever he had to.
Yeah.
And when him and my mum used to like live there or whatever they did, and he said he found this shit, and when he does it with his hands, he holds it like that. It looks like I'm holding.
No.
A log.
That's too big.
No. And he said it was so big. I don't know why. It's been a few years since I heard this story, but my dad said he couldn't get rid of it. He had to burn it. He reckons he had to fucking
Why didn't he just leave it where he found
like
it?
Like a body. Because he had to get rid of it because there was people coming or whatever.
Dig a hole. They could.
Well, listen,
you can't burn a shit.
Need to get him on.
I'd love to get your dad on. He's a northerner, isn't he? A northern Italian guy.
Yeah. Like Joe Calzaghe, but northern.
Yeah. Is that why you support United? Because he's northern?
No, nothing to do with that.
Just because they were good in the 90s?
Yeah, my cousins, or my favourite cousin, kind of supported him and followed him.
I mean, I can't not.
I've seen Charlton on my main team, though.
Have you
heard that?
Loser! Have you heard about naked mole rats?
I know what they are, yeah.
Fucking ace, man. They're so cool. Like, they're all like a bollock with teeth. Like, they're not attractive.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're certainly not attractive.
But have you seen the mad shit they can do? So, like, they're one of the only mammals that lives in, like, a eusocial society. So, like, a bee. Like, they have a queen and they work like warriors. They protect the bee. Mm. Right? So, mammals don't do that. This is one of the only ones that does. I think it's the only one that does. So, they're like, if the nest is being attacked by a snake, like, the warriors all get to the front first and fuck it up, and they'll you know, kamikaze themselves or take for the queen. Anyway, so they do that, which is interesting. But they can... they don't feel pain at all, right? You can pour boiling hot water on them. You can put them in an ice bucket. They don't feel pain. They can regulate their temperature instantly. So if you like pour boiling hot water on them, they'll like
neutralize.
Yeah. So, which is amazing. We need to like somehow get that gene. Yeah, and they also can't get cancer. Like they don't get it. So like they're essentially way better than us at living.
They're fucking revolting looking, though, aren't they?
But yeah, they kind of look like I said, like a really disgusting,
yeah, I know,
saggy bollock with teeth.
Yeah, I can picture what you mean.
But I want one.
Have you ever had a pet? Yeah, didn't
you? Yeah, I've got one now.
Cats and that.
And well, they are pets. Why don't you have any pets now for your kids?
No. Kids are enough. Oh, fuck that. My little girl can have a dog if she wants one in about 5 years, but for now, no.
Get a disabled one so you don't have to walk it.
Yeah, I like those ones with wheel legs.
Yeah, I want one of them. I wonder if you can get your...
fetishizing disabled dogs.
I wonder if you can get your dog like operated on so they have to have a wheelchair.
Yeah.
I bet you can in like a rogue accessory. Country.
Oh. Reverse cowboy.
Oh, what about him?
Who?
That Machine Gun Kelly prick.
Oh, he's shit at music, isn't he?
Oh, man, Megan Fox used to be cool.
Can't knock him for his choice in women, though.
Oh,
wow, what a good
one
guy.
Of the best, didn't she?
I like him for that.
But what does she see in that clown, really?
Well, I don't know. My mate, Sam, who I went to school with, he's a magician, right? He calls himself Magic Sam. Mm. And he's always done it, and he's always had like varying levels of success. And I think what's held him back is he's got a really strong northern accent. He's like, right, everyone fucking come around here. Right, fucking, you know, it's
does
like...
Does he wear purple?
Does he wear purple?
Yeah, magician colour.
Maybe, yeah. But he's got like his wife is like a stripper, and... like covered in tattoos, like sexy tattoo stripper girl. Yeah. So she does a lot of like, don't know, gets like dancing and getting her ass out the side, which helps the show, I think.
Yeah,
however, Machine Gun Kelly somehow saw him doing his thing and took him on tour. So Magic Sam's now on stage with Machine Gun Kelly every night, making him levitate. He levitates Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know how he does that.
Cool.
But
go on, Sam.
I know, yeah, Sam. Good lad.
But, off.
He's
still Machine Gun Kelly, haven't it?
Yeah.
Make him disappear.
Reverse Cowboy. Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you shaggers. Kiss kiss.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both as twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.